Navarone. Named. It's a ghost.
Oh, another year.
Traps in life. Hey, happy birthday, Nate. Just straight up, man. We've known you for a long time. And
can you guys believe it's 26 years on this planet?
Yo, crazy. Bro, is 26 in the room with us right now?
No, because you're older, right? You're older than 26.
Yeah, I'm 47, I believe. Yeah, I stopped counting.
I don't think they go higher than that.
Yeah, they don't.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
The Age Factory.
Another trip around the sun. And you know what? I'm glad that my birthday is happening before October 29th, because you know what's happening on October 29th?
What?
Voodoo?
Be very afraid. Be very afraid.
Why, man? Because it's so close to Halloween.
Atlas.
Oh no!
Is going to make its closest. It's basically going to be doing the pit stop to the sun, and you know, there was a guy who was like, "I'm putting like puts in the market because he thinks the market's going to crash that day."
So now you know what the real advice is.
Because they think that it's going to be like some catastrophic like event or something like that.
It's going to go into the sun and explode the sun and take all the sun's resources.
I don't know what it's doing. You said that. I'm just telling you, I could make
up to $2,800 in the stock market if the sun explodes, if I follow this man's advice.
Be smart about it.
Let me just ask you guys this point blank. Julio, you can type this in the chat. What the fuck would you do if you got your hands on 2,800 large ones?
Large? Wait, does that mean 1,000?
That's right.
That would be a close friends post. $800. Let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings on me.
Oh, Julio is saying he'd get a big ass fucking car. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Oh wait, just one more thing about Three Eye Atlas. Another video I saw, a guy remote viewed Three Eye Atlas, and he said on the ship there is 5 million reptilian dormant soldiers on there.
Damn, so they haven't had a home cooked meal. They haven't had a chick. They haven't they've been away from home for this long.
Where are they headed?
We need to have a hospitality mission. Because they might be here to kill us and take our resources, but if we show them a good enough time, they might just be down to chill.
Hey,
and maybe they can take over one continent.
Tell them to pull up to Okinawa military base, and we could do a USO type of thing for them.
Oh, bro. USO, bring some Skyline chili. Bring some
Hormels. Bring some kava. Yeah, we can fly
Kava bowls.
Yes, kava bowls. We could show them the whisper song. Hey, how you doing, Lil? Isn't that funny?
Oh, wait. Did someone just bring up time travel?
No, but so go ahead. Go ahead, Eric. I think it seems like you want to talk about it.
Wait, but something there, it was related. I had thought of this for a reason. Have you guys seen this clip of Lucy Dacus and Janelle Monáe?
Who are these people?
No.
Lucy is from that band Boy Genius.
Oh, I know them.
Phoebe Bridgers, Cone, Julian.
Assange.
Something. And Janelle Monáe, they're having like, it's kind of like an actors on actors thing where they're Lucy and Janelle Monáe are talking about music. And Janelle Monáe is like talking, Janelle Monáe remote viewed back into the 1970s. And she was like, yeah, so I went and saw David Bowie. And Lucy's like, oh, you saw him? That's awesome. And she's like, yeah, I traveled back and saw him and all of his music. Saw him in the 2000s as well. I just go back there and like watch all the music being made. And Lucy Dacus is like, you traveled back like in time? And Janelle Monáe is like 100% serious. And it's
I didn't know people could do that in the past. That's amazing, dude. You could go back to Woodstock. Back to watch the 1929 market crash happen in real time.
hey, bro, go to YouTube.com. You can fucking remote view a lot of shit as there as well. And you don't have to be weird about it.
Yeah.
You can watch fucking System of a Down live in hundreds of cities.
God damn it. Do you think I could access that type of remote viewing consciousness part of my brain?
No. No, I don't think you're built for it.
Zero. Dr. Pepper. Ooh, yummy.
Cream soda, zero sugar, Jurassic World, Rebirth, only in theaters.
Jesus.
Healthy chemicals, nothing bad, BPA lined, aluminum can, life is good. Ugh.
What are you dressed up as? All of us are in costume right now, by the way, if you're listening right now. A Eric, you are a medieval monk that got a sword that you ditched your spiritual practices to fight in a battle.
No, man. I didn't ditch anything. I still believe in God. I'm defending the monastery.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's not a joke.
No shield or anything?
Huh?
No shield?
Jenna, don't need a shield when you're fast enough to swing a sword and kill everybody before they even get a single swing on you.
That's true. If you swing a sword fast enough, shield. It is a shield.
Don't fucking need it, actually. This is enough of a shield for me. Block the arrows. Ting, 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 ting.
Is that a long sword or is that a short sword?
It's a short sword, bro. And it's made in China.
Nice. China. China.
A lot of great stuff from there.
This is a LARPing-ready sword. You can use this in LARPing. And they say it's foam, but it's kind of fucking heavy. So kind of shout out to all the LARPers out there. Because
you know what, I actually there's an actor on this movie I'm on, and he goes in LA every week to a like foam sword meetup in the park, and they just like fucking like they battle each other. And you show me videos of it, and I was like, that seems kind of fun, but I feel like people there take it very seriously. You know, I don't know if it's like beginner friendly.
Well, we could check it out because we're certainly not beginners.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who's the actor, man?
He is actually a quite famous person.
Okay. Damn. Yeah. So we should go then and network as well.
There's so many networking opportunities in LA. It's just fucking incredible.
It blows my mind every fucking day. Can't wait for you to get back here, man. When you get back, are we back to the gym? Morning gym?
Oh, dude. And I think that we should go to that new... I hate to say it, but I was floating that new gym.
Yeah.
The one downtown?
Yeah.
And I don't want to turn my back on the YMCA, but I'm really kind of...
You want to upgrade?
I want to upgrade.
You guys are going to Bradley Martin's new facility?
That would be fucking awesome. In.
Raw Gear. What is it called?
What's his podcast called? Like Real Talk or something?
Raw Talk. Real Talk is...
Raw Talk.
That's it. Bill Maher.
Real Time.
Right? Or is it Real Time?
Real Time.
They don't have a Real Talk yet? Oh, okay.
Yeah, hole in the market.
Whoops, found it. Another one. Another hole.
Nate, whatever happened to that podcast you were going to host called Period with Nate Brown?
Period. On Period with Nate Roan. Yeah, I have the pilot episode of that, and I'm still talking with Smartless Media about sort of like, I don't know. There's
just
a
Smartless
lot of...
recaps.
Yeah.
2 hour long Smartless recap episodes.
Jack, I've been loving your costume right now. Why don't you describe what you are? Because I have a guess, but
I am a blonde Starbucks barista.
Are you a chick?
That is... Why don't you ask me that again?
Are you a chick?
Excuse me? Can I help you?
You guys,
would you like a fucking caramel macchiato? And how much of your own blood would you like inside of that shit? Oh,
shit. Damn, yeah. Two swords. So what is that, cloud sword?
This is some type of two-handed weapon. Of course, due to my size, it may look like a dagger in my big, powerful hands. But yeah, I don't know what a cloud sword is, but it don't feel like a cloud. I'll tell you that much.
Who do you guys think would win in a sort of tournament style battle? The strongest Starbucks employee, the strongest Dunkin' Donuts employee, and the strongest Pete's Coffee employee. Who's gonna take the prize?
Dunkin', bro.
And it's to the death. To the death, by the way.
What are they fighting with?
They're in sort of like yeah. There's like a little bit of rocks and shit that they can pick up, but it's kind of frowned upon, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay, so let's get into it. I feel like Starbucks, they're kind of young and scrappy. I feel like Pete's is out. I'm sorry, but Pete's, y'all are like the book nerds.
Pete's is hella out. Yeah, Pete's is Carhartt overalls, beanie, Christian, you know, and Christian.
Pete's is like studying, Spanish back there. They're not even, they're the last people you want to begin battle with.
Dude, I wouldn't mind going to a cafe and just start studying Spanish, though.
Of course, I would rock.
What are you doing today? Studying Spanish at the cafe?
Yeah.
Why? You want to come? Can't. I'm going to be too focused. Damn, Nate, I've never heard that come.
What?
Just that laugh is making me laugh. Disassociating.
No, say the joke again. That's funny.
Say it. Run that back, man.
So, Nate, what the F are you dressed up as?
I guess I'm a lumberjack, but to be honest, I just showed up with this on, and then I don't have a costume at all, but yeah, I'm a lumberjack, I guess.
You look like fine shit.
What is that water, by the way? Is that electrolyte infused?
Propel.
Oh.
Electrolyte. Strawberry kiwi. Gatorade.
Don't show that to my mom, man. She loves Propel.
Oh, this shit is good as fuck. Does this work, you think? Or is this... I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. What do you mean? Of course it works.
Okay, all right.
It's a Gatorade product. Do you remember the old bottles of Propel that they would have at Costco? It was like kind of like a gray bottle.
With the sucky on it?
Yeah, was it a squirt bottle?
Nah. Let me look these up.
They should have a squirt bottle beer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Nate, yes.
Old Milwaukee squirt edition. The light squirt.
Damn, I'm looking at the old Propel bottles. They're fucking tight. And they're blue.
Yeah.
They're blue as fuck.
You know when you sit in bed for too long, after you wake up for a couple hours and you have like a headache that is a very specific type of headache, that is what Propel kind of is to me. It's like a thick, poisonous.
It's kind of viscous, isn't it?
It just reminds me of having like a headache.
It really should be a prescription. There should be a prescription grade Gatorade out there, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think we're all fucking high as fuck right now? Like in the way we're back in the day, it was like, dude, Coca-Cola has crack in it. And our grandkids are going to be like, yo, you guys don't even realize, but your shirts had fucking meth. You know what I'm saying? Like everything, we are just so, we are all. We are
the youth of the nation. Is that what you're going to sing?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes, I was singing that.
He was cut off by you and you just came
no,
in.
No, that's not what happened. No, man. You forgot
the words, bro.
No, bro, I can't forget words. I like lyrics. Dude, the Incubus kick continues. I was on the road all week with Connor, bleep, O'Malley, and we were listening to Mad Incubus in the car.
What did it make you feel?
It made me feel like... Honestly, I don't think I'd think about stuff like that.
Just go forward.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
What does the O stand for in O'Malley? I always wondered that.
Hold on. Let us just... Hold on. The O?
Omnipotent?
Ocean? If I had to guess.
Connor Ocean Melly.
What do you guys like to eat?
Oh no.
We got more than this in the tank, man.
So Nate, why don't you rank every year of your life so far?
What S-tier. But for real? Give us the worst year of your life. What year was that?
The worst year of my life. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Man.
We could make a couple of guesses.
I haven't had a particularly bad year.
Was it 2016?
No, that was probably the best year of my life, honestly. 2016.
What about 2017?
2017. Oh, that was a pretty wretched year. Yeah. That could be up there. Yeah.
What
was
the, I can sure. remember these. What was the difference? So
2016 was fire until our, there was that death.
Right, exactly.
And Trump got elected, man.
Right.
And the Cubs won the World Series.
What happened in 2017?
What happened? That's when I got on the Second City main stage and I was like,
oh, when everything melted down.
And when everything melted, I didn't particularly like that year.
Whoops.
Yeah, there isn't really a year that sticks out that I'm like, this was the next level, like, worst year of my life, which is, I mean, a good thing.
Chalk it up to year one.
I'll tell you what, there hasn't been a really awesome, like
even had like the flip side of that.
Like, holy shit, like 2006. Take me back to that
type of year.
I would rather have that of an amazing year than a terrible year.
Dude, me too. Weirdly. Yeah. I would like that.
Maybe this is a
grade. What about a grade? What about if I framed it that way?
Oh yeah. Best, I think I've talked about this, but the sixth grade was probably like the best year. Jack, we share this. I think sixth grade was the best year for me, hands down.
Why was it so good? Were you comfortable in your social standing at school?
Dude, I was like rising at such a rapid level. It was honestly like should be studied.
Starting to magnetize to your
yeah. Let's just say I had two girlfriends that year.
Nathan. Oh, at the
one in the summertime, right. One in the spring.
Damn.
This is the meteoric rise. Fall. Okay, who's this fucking new kid? All right, cool. I'm in with the cool kids immediately. All right, everyone's rocking with me.
So jealous.
And then it kind of had this pinnacle where we did this outdoor education. Did you guys ever do this where you went out into the woods and like for a week or so you like studied plants or something like that? Did you guys have this?
Like at a campsite?
No. Yeah, we like went. It was like the coolest thing my school did. But we had like an outdoor education week where we'd like go out into the woods and we'd be in a cabin with like an upperclassman, like somebody from high school. And they would kind of like, you know, tell us about like parties and shit and stuff they weren't, you know, supposed to do. And it was like kind of like, oh shit, like we're getting a little naughty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like high school is about to be crazy. And there was like a sort of like talent show sort of moment where I just like fucking destroyed. And I remember doing something with like a bathroom. Like I can't quite remember, but I was like miming, like shitting in a porta potty or something like that. And it was just like had everybody like losing their mind and the whole school didn't really, there was bubbling, you know, of who I was. But then that was the moment where I was like, oh shit. Like this kid,
who is
like,
this guy?
This kid's crazy.
Yeah.
And there was like a girl that I really liked and she was like, and I caught wind that in their little cabin, they were like doing a game where they're like, who do you have a crush on? And this was like one of the top tier, like most popular chicks in the school. She was like Nate Verone. And I got that wind and I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, this is crazy. I can't believe this is happening right now.
Yeah.
Like it was like a movie. And then we started dating.
Oh my
damn.
God.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is Max Keeble. Full on.
Mm-hmm. It was nuts, man.
Well, you'll find that happiness again. I think this is the year.
It might be. I can
when
feel it.
When is the fall coming?
Nate, nothing's in that bottle.
I think we need a bigger ride before
the fall. there was a drop, a droplet. All right. You got to get all the suck the last bits out of that.
You
propel,
don't
want to
waste
man.
Propel. Like, excuse me. Did you just throw that away?
You got to suck the last bits out of the propel. What was that? Lime propel?
It's kiwi strawberry.
That's a classic. Remember, was there strawberry banana at Tambien?
Can you stop speaking in Spanish, please?
Like, it's impossible for me to stop, man. It's so freaking in my blood at this point.
What you're saying, like, I get it. You want to practice this, but
you could try to take my flashcards away, but I'd have to fucking use the sword.
Your flashcards.
Yeah. So, Jack, well, have you been working out, Jack?
You could say that I haven't, not since June.
Damn.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
That's a mistake, dude.
And you still got that membership to that fucking swagged out gym? So yep. That's just going to waste.
No, I'm giving it to a Democratic politician.
It's a like Democratic in the policeman. Meantime. I thought you were going to say policeman.
Well, all policemen are Democrats. You have to be to join.
Damn.
I have ambitions of working out. Can I just be honest about that?
Do you have a body transformation in mind? Because you don't need one, by the way. You look great.
I don't Both you guys know that great. I can transform anymore. I think in the last couple of years I've gained 40 to 50 pounds, and I don't think I've really looked any different at any point. Someone did just call me fat. We all saw it.
I know, I got the text from you, man.
I was publicly accused of having fat around me.
Fat around the waist?
That was disrespect. That was extremely disrespectful.
Well,
you were called pregnant.
Nice, congratulated me on it. I didn't interpret it as a fat joke, to be honest. I interpreted that as perhaps a misunderstanding, or perhaps a reference to one of my hilarious stand-up bits that I can't remember right now about pregnancy.
It probably was. It had nothing to do with the shape.
I don't think so, because if that was the case, then why would my modeling agent be so happy with me right now?
Wow.
Oh, guess what?
What?
Sometimes I feel I get down on myself, right? There's some weeks where I don't have, feel like I have any W's and I'm not looking as good as I want to. Guess what, man? I was the featured man crush of the week on a Brazilian Bears Instagram page who has over fucking 600 followers.
Wow.
He looks Congrats. A little ill, like maybe he's sick, and he cannot get enough of my ass. He loves Travis from the paper. I'm looking quite delectable to him.
That's
think.
Great, man.
Just put it that way.
Congratulations. That's a good W.
Thank you, man.
It's nice to be desired
by dude, people on the way out. It feels good as fuck to be desired.
Just back to the pregnancy thing. I was in Hudson, New York. Have you ever been there?
Oh yeah, done a lot of work there.
Home of Walton Goggins, by the way. Do you know this?
No, I think Rudd lives up there as well.
Oh, it's fucking beautiful there. Like, it's in the Catskills. But I was there visiting my friend Matt, and we stayed up and watched because I was like, do you know who the booty warrior is? And he's like a guy who, like, I would just assume that he knows what this is. He's very like tapped into that sort of stuff online. And he was like, Felice Johnson, are you kidding me? And we pulled up this like compilation of Felice Johnson, the booty warrior. And he was telling this story about how a guy whispered in his ear, I'm pregnant. And then he's like, he went to the warden and he was like, I just got a guy pregnant. And the warden's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
Felice Johnson, I think, has a new podcast.
No way. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a team the fuck up with him. We got to get him back on, him on for the
Nut
first
Buster
time.
Nutbuster DC. We should Nut have Nutbuster DC and
get Joe Parra back on. Yeah.
Joe Parra, Nutbuster DC, and the Booty and Warrior.
Yeah.
That would be such an epic collab.
Should we talk about something scary as fuck for 1 second?
Yeah, please. Sure.
It is Halloween, the Halloween month of spooky episodes. What about ghosts? What about right, what does that bring to mind when I say ghost? Jack, I know it's gonna be the energy drink. But no,
honestly, that's
about
the first thing I thought of too, to be quite honest.
Sour Patch Kids ghost energy drinks.
Can't start my day without it.
Yeah. It's one of the only energy drinks that actually even fucking works on me anymore. My taurine tolerance is so high. I'm ginseng too.
Sucking on one of those visiting one of your dying parents in the hospital.
Sneaking taurine. That to your parents, trying to get them to wake up.
Wake up. Do you guys think that you'll ever say wake up to someone who's dead?
Yeah. How recently?
They're like freshly dead, but wake up, man.
I'll definitely be shaking a person, I think, at one point in my life who's like dead and I don't want them to be dead, you know?
Wow.
On my knees, shaking them. They're like just got fucking mauled over by a fucking Volvo like or something.
You could be mauled over by almost anything these days.
Right, yeah.
I feel like, Nate, you're going to be shaking. I think that person is going to be me, bro. And it's not going to be a physical item. It's going to be maybe a mental illness that mauls me over if things keep going the same way.
Nate, can I say, it's kind of hard to imagine what would... I feel like you're such a zen kind of peaceful guy in the face of adversity. It's hard to think of what would really make you do that.
Make me snap?
Make you like snap in desperation.
The death of a dear friend, that would definitely, I don't know. That would push me over the edge for sure.
Maybe if
I
it
would
happened
shake
in a
the
way,
fucking shit out of both of you two for a long time. Like
you
the doctors
fucking CPR,
would have to
man.
Like, the hospital security would have to like peel me off of you.
Damn.
If
I
don't
ever
want
do
you guys
one of those.
To pass.
Do you know what I keep getting served on TikTok are those hero walks where it's like someone gets in an accident, but they're an organ donor. So they wheel them down the hallway to a bunch of nurses and maybe their friends like, watching them go into surgery to get their organs harvested.
So this is like a donor, like somebody who's donating a kidney to somebody.
Yeah, but only after they're like brain dead. Or something, you know, they're like not coming back. So, do you know these?
Wait, explain this.
This is a very Eric style.
Yeah, watch this is the most Eric fucking.
This is like when you get
in my life.
Maybe you go into a coma and you're not coming out, you know, and they're pulling you off life support, but you still got some good organs on you, and you have the organ donor ID, and so instead of just letting you go, they take advantage of your kidneys, your liver, your heart.
But you get like a respectful like like wheel out and everyone kind of claps for you or something.
You get to do the spirit tunnel.
Yeah. Salutes. You know it'd be sad. It would just be sad if there's like nobody watching you in the hall. Like no one came out, no one showed up for your final march.
And yet they all show up every single day lining outside the view instead of lining outside the hospital. You see what I'm saying? To be the studio audience to medical miracles.
Exactly, man. This is just where priorities are right now. It's not right.
We need to move. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but we do need to move out of the United States or at least to a city that's more cool within the United States.
And by the way, I think we owe Eric a formal apology. A formal apology because Eric texted the chat. He said, China in May and nobody responded to it. So I just want to straight up just man to man apologize to you.
China in May.
I definitely was
silence.
Wow.
I would love to have a friend that was pitching adventures and wanting to see the world. You guys don't get it, man.
What did you feel like hour, like, 8 after that text? Like, the whole day, were you just, like, thinking, like, oh, they're just looking up Vrbo's and Airbnbs and...
the Chinese Vrbo's.
Different river systems to visit.
I literally do remember being at work texting that and, like, checking my phone to see, like, man, what are they saying? Nothing, bro. So it looks like I'm going on a solo adventure.
I did think about it heavily, I will say that. And it's just expensive to go, you know? To China, okay. Yeah, of course it is. What are you talking about? It's not cheap.
Oh, once you're there, it's cheap, bro. Okay. It's basically paying for a plane ticket.
Okay. I'm not against it. That's my stance on it. I'm not against this.
They basically pay you to be there. If you are a influencer like us and you have sway and you support their political system, you're basically...
We introduce podcasting to China. I don't think they have podcasting there.
No, I don't think
we go there.
It's not possible. We're going to blow them the fuck away.
We should bring, what awesome things could we offer? Schweppes.
Yeah.
Lanyards.
A cultural exchange. We need to have a cultural exchange program where we meet up with people from different cultures and we kind of like talk about, like I heard about this recently. There was they do this. There's a day every year called like Foraging Day. And you can camp on anybody's property in the country and you can pick like anything, any berries or mushrooms in their yard. And everybody like forages for one day. And it's like a big national thing.
Here's what I would do.
That's fucking awesome.
Pick like, all your own berries off your own trees first. Or bushes.
There he goes, the American. There he goes again.
All the apples off of there. Yeah, you go ahead. Yeah, see what's out there. There's not a single piece of fruit left.
What you don't realize
flood your yard so nobody can camp there.
Yeah, exactly. You guys see the ease in which I'm...
Yeah, wow, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember in Lord of the Rings when Aragorn's like feeling out a new sword and he like does this to get the feel of it and he's like, yeah, this one's fucking good. Good to go.
I wish I remembered that.
China in May.
China in May.
Also, you have a history of floating China. Specifically, I think it's only China, but you, whenever you're like drunk, like your first move is to like open up the text thread and propose going to China. It's like a sign that. Honestly, I thought I was like, it's like noon right now. Or like daytime. Maybe it was like six. It was probably like 10 a.m. where you're there. And I was like,
the coffee
Eric, like
just
drunk
hit.
At, is Eric drunk at fucking 10 a.m. right now? Like,
I just watched a video of friends going there. And I was like, this would be so culturally rich. You see what I'm saying?
Enrichment.
Totally different. It's a right, you know, we go to Chongqing, go to a rising city. People don't want to hear about this. I've brought it up too much, but we're going, or I'm at least going, and you guys can come if you'd like, but I'll be going to the text should have said, I'll be going to China in May. You guys can join if you'd like, but I'm going.
You know, you do have a best friend from college whose wife is from China and who goes to China a bit.
I know.
Worth mentioning.
I know Jess. You know what's funny is I have also been texting about him and he texted me back immediately.
Right.
Look, we said we're sorry, all right? Now you're holding resentment.
No, I'm trying to get an actionable item out of it and get something out of this, which is you guys coming to China with my ass. By the way, we're going there to do business. Not entertainment business, but literal importing, exporting business.
Exporting.
Mm-hmm. Bringing real California dates over to China for the first time.
They're all Medjool fucking moldy. Dates.
Hello.
expired.
About fucking 500 Medjool, premium Medjool dates.
We should do one of those YouTube videos where it's like we start with like 20 dates each and we kind of like barter – to, I don't know where we'd barter to, but like, to see how wealthy we can get a condo, you know?
Yeah. I brought something up earlier that no one touched on, which was ghosts. Okay.
Oh, right.
Have you guys ever seen a ghost? Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, never seen one. I believe in them, I guess, but they haven't made their presence known to me, which is
you quite need to invite them in.
Curious.
You say I'm inviting. I invite the spirits into my life now. Please visit me. Please come and talk to me. Make yourself known.
Have you guys ever seen a ghost or thought you did?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, ghosts were my biggest fear. I don't know why. My biggest fear. The last thing I want to see is a ghost, dude.
They get hated on a lot because it's similar. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked to hear that the 24-hour news cycle and legacy media companies have been taking a page out of this. Ghosts are only portrayed as evil. They only talk about the negative ghosts. Of course, along comes Casper the Friendly One. And that's an anomaly. But as far as I'm concerned, if I have a fucking friend who can fly through walls, go get salsa, come back, who can fuck with people on my behalf, who can show me that there's more after this realm, that is hard to understand how that could be portrayed as a negative thing. Excuse me. I rest my case. The other thing is nothing. I guess I was.
Is there a female Casper?
Casparella?
Casparella?
That actually does sound familiar. I think there is one.
Well, Casper's a boy, right? Casper's a child.
I think so. I think a Casper boy that is
dead. Jesus Christ.
Where'd he die at? Who killed this boy? Why is he so friendly?
How did Casper die? And how did he stay so friendly despite all of the mounting challenges against him, including being dead?
Well, he died presumably in the 90s because he fits in right away. He's not walking around the whole time being like, what the fuck is all this technology, man? I don't get it. So,
Casper died. Bro, you want to hear how Casper died?
Yeah. Or is
this, I mean,
he died from pneumonia. Course. From playing in pneumonia? The snow for too long.
Playing in the snow?
Literally.
And now he looks like snow.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, they really fucked up the movie version of him. The live action Casper, not looking great.
Well,
I feel like there are a lot of ghosts that come from the Civil War era.
Oh, yeah.
There was something that happened during the Civil War that didn't allow spirits to pass on to the next realm.
Maybe it was because they were battling on Native American fields and
oh, yep. Uh-huh.
They kept smacking them back down like volleyballs, not letting them leave. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You guys are trapped here.
That was before they ever did. When was the first land acknowledgement? Because I feel like that could be a before and after with ghosts. I suggested
probably when I was probably 4 years old. I was like, I recognize that this is not my natural land. And I started doing it just at school.
Right, you wouldn't sing "This Land Is Your Land." There's that tape of you in third this grade refusing to sing.
Man,
God, hey, a lot of global, you know what? I just land acknowledgement.
Just thinking about all that, it's just endless hell on Earth. We can't get it right. We can't just eat the berry. We can't always be foraging day for some reason. You know what I mean? There's just endless pain.
Well, the first thing you said about foraging day is that you wouldn't let anybody touch your berries. And
I was playing a character, an American character.
Well, dude, it's hard to tell sometimes. I think you actually are American. I can't tell.
I am, and I'm trying to stop it. I'm trying to switch.
Dude, I felt spiritual the other day because I was in Washington, D.C. I was at Nordstrom Rack looking for a shirt, which I'm wearing now. I've never had a shirt like this. Look at how small the logo is. This is the logo.
What's that logo?
Excuse me, man.
Crumb on my shirt. That's a design.
Is that Tommy?
Looks like a damn Beatles on my nipple.
Tommy Hill?
Is that Tommy Ralph? Hilfiger? Why don't you come a little closer and find out?
Put that titty up there.
I thought so.
Mr. Man, Hilfiger.
I could spot Mr. Hilfiger from a Senor mile Hilfiger. Away, man.
Why did they make it so fucking small? That's insane, kind of.
It's a bit Dude, small. That brand is in a crazy zone. Like, just, like, it, I think, like, it's, like, not, it's not busted, but it's not, like, prestige. It's just in its own lane, and I got to respect that.
Nate, what kind of car do you drive if you're wearing the 0.2 inches Tommy Hilfiger?
What do you mean, what's 0.2 inches?
The tiny ass logo.
Oh, the tiny, what car am I in? Oh, damn. It got to be like a, I don't know, I'm Supra. Thinking a convertible. For sure, to so people can see it. You know what I'm saying?
Like I a think cheap it's a convertible. Kia Stinger.
Kia Stinger. Damn. Okay.
Do you know what a Kia Stinger is?
No, I don't.
It's Kia's kind of like sporty sedan.
I'm in a Kia Forte right now, the rental car.
Fuck yeah,
I'm in a Kia myself. Am,
wow, that thing, the handle on
Jack,
that,
man, incredible. Really. No, really, that's man?
How's that for
cars,
a,
man?
Dude, this is a crazy ad campaign. I'm having a
I'm
bad,
on a Kia a myself
day?
Until
go Kia
I get
yourself.
A Stinger.
Get yourself a Kia.
Oh, I saw a license plate today that said K yourself.
Oh my God. Oh, it could have meant kiss. It could have meant.
No. K yourself.
It could have meant kiss.
Damn.
Wait,
there's
well,
so much darkness in the world.
How are you? K yourself?
K yourself.
What kind of car was
Speaking
it? That's
of
how
British.
We'll know.
Time to pour one out for our number one girl, Ms. Lily Allen. She has been going through it in her relations with the Stranger Things star, David Harbour. And I just listened to, woke up at dawn when the morning it came out, Lily Allen's new album. Listened to it front to back. She gets a lot of anger out about David. In their relationship.
Wow.
And I just want
that
to say
my worst
shout
nightmare.
Out.
Dating a musician and they write like a fucking, like a fuck you sort of like breakup song about
Alanis
you.
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, CeeLo Green's ex was probably feeling like shit when that came out.
Did you
Wait,
guys?
So with the David Harbour thing real yeah. quick, I read that he cheated on her, and but they're also in a polyamorous relationship. So I don't understand how that quite works.
Because there's don't different you feel rules,
like,
man.
Don't you feel like if you cheat in a non-monogamous relationship, it's like far less of an impact than cheating if you're in a monogamous relationship? It's just like you forgot to tell them that this happened, right? That's kind
of
what
well why don't you do yourself a favor, listen to some of the album to understand the pain that she's feeling, because she says if it was just sex I wouldn't be jealous, I'm more mad that you went with her and played tennis.
It's okay. Emotional,
huh? Okay.
So what I would use to help you understand this, Nate, because I could tell you're having a hard time, and I also say you seem much lower to the ground than you
yes.
normally, maybe.
Damn.
There you go. What I'd say is, think about this, Nate. Let's say you and me agree to play a fucking game of fucking basketball. And okay. I say, you know what? For this game of basketball, though.
Basketball.
You can also... would like use a tennis ball. See what I'm saying? You see how I'm moving towards an analogy? Now, what
yeah,
if
clearly, but clear, yeah. clear.
What if then I fucking take out a gun and start shooting at you? You yeah. see how that wasn't part of the rules?
That's the new
so
chick.
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm beginning to understand this. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. So you have my number if anything else should occur.
I would just say, if for those interested in the dynamic between these two, go look up their Architectural Digest house tour.
Stay together for the house.
Oh, wait, the New York one? I think I saw this.
Yes.
Their New York apartment.
And if you listen to the album, you get some more insight into this house. He basically made her buy it, dude.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So David Harbour, if I'm not mistaken, is now entitled to a clap back because this is a media beef, a multimedia beef. You put out an album? Interesting. I'm pretty sure I had an idea for a mini series that you're not going to like so much about somebody who, well, I don't know what his side of the story is here yet.
Singer. Something about a British singer, just like Lily.
Yeah, okay.
It's so, can I just say it's so amazing to be in pain as an artist because you can
trust
there's many conduits
I know. To
funnel your pain through artistically and creatively.
Rather feel pain than nothing at all.
Cause like a person who's like a account manager, if they are experiencing pain, they don't really have a creative outlet like poetry or song lyricism to get out that, you know, what they're going through.
What you're saying, but oh no. 12, midnight arrives. Cock your guns and sharpen your knives. There's a grand prize for the bat's demise. So knock him dead and bring his head and we'll all celebrate. We'll party at one, we'll all have fun, so don't go running late. But tell him this is good. Dude, will you send me that? I want to listen to that.
I really will.
So that's what you're saying is what coworker music, how you get your creativity out.
No, I wouldn't ever insult it like that. No, this is someone expressing themselves and expressing their pain.
Right.
And so when you just shouting out.
Yeah. When you don't have that and you bottle up your pain, what the fuck happens?
When you don't have that and you bottle up your pain, that's how you get, I don't know, horrible things happen from there. Divorce, abandonment.
Right.
Violence.
Or you just get some food. I think that could be an option. I've had a horrible day. I think I'm in pain. I'll just get some, you know what? I think I'll get some food.
Kickboxing class?
Sure.
Jack, when's the last time you were in extreme mental pain?
Now we're talking.
Let me think. I don't know. I would guess the summer.
You were just feeling it.
Real quick, can I play a video for you guys?
Interrupting Matt. Yeah. Let's see the video.
We're about to bring the energy up, okay? Have you guys seen this kid? He's like a British kid who makes like little comedy videos. He makes like this is called Point of View, I Run Into Pennywise.
What was that? Your name's Pennywise? Listen, I couldn't care less, man. Give me my ball back. What was that? You're gonna haunt me in my dream then come to my house? Whoa, chill. That's a bit weird, mate. Sure your name's not Diddywise, creep. What was that? You're gonna haunt my day and take over my life. Bro, who do you think you are, mate? Alright? If you don't get a goofy clown mask out of here before I'll do something to you, mate. Alright? Give me my ball back. Well, four. I'm the one scaring you now. What are you doing in the sewers?
Wow. This is the kid who should have played the main character in Adolescence. You know what I mean? He's got chops.
Yeah, he's got some swag, some super bad swag right there.
Damn, I wish I had that confidence on camera.
Oh, this is while we're at it, I'm just on TikTok right now. This is your favorite guy. What's his name?
Tears of joy talking to ChatGPT.
Mike Israetel.
Spiritual moments of my entire life. There, I could say so many more things to layer in what that means, but if they switched ChatGPT off, I would seek revenge. Revenge, brutal Russian-style revenge. It's one of the most beautiful things that's ever been made, in my opinion. Not in some objective way, to me.
He's talking about he would commit Russian-style revenge if ChatGPT was ever taken away from him.
Wow. I think we're getting closer and closer and closer to something really sick revolution. Happening. No, something awesome happening. This is what I feel. So, Jack, mental pain moment was the summer.
No, I don't think I've really been in that much mental pain yet in my life.
Have you ever had a moment literally where you felt like screaming just from what's happening inside your brain?
No, I'm pretty regulated. I think I'm on the right medicine cocktails. I listen to the right music and I just stay calm, man. Calm is becoming a very cool word right now. Don't you see this around town? Oh, he's calm. Oh, that outfit is calm. Hello?
The Calm app.
Well, that too. Calmness. Maybe that's the new era that we're about to enter into. There was irony. Then there's fucking post-irony. Being cringe is cool. Now, it's all about being calm.
I can see it.
I think the last time I felt unhinged amount of rage and like my brain was about to explode from felt like screaming out into the world type of vibe was in 2020. I bought my Prius in Cleveland, Ohio. Okay. And the title for the vehicle, if in California, you have to register it as a California vehicle. And for some reason I was having trouble getting the original document of it. The bank would send me a copy of it. And I went to the DMV. I'm not kidding you. I think 6 times.
So I remember this saga.
I had to wait in line. And it takes literally 2 hours to talk to a person. And every time they would tell me you need this extra thing.
Really fast, and then don't move. It looks like you have white fucking God eyes. Don't move your eyes. Put them back. Put them back. Doesn't look like Nate's eyes.
Yeah.
You look like Zeus come to Earth.
Yeah, that's funny. Hey, Arnold. Whoa, there you go.
Damn, that was sick. Okay, but so. Yeah.
It was just so frustrating, dude.
Did you yell at somebody, Nate? Did you make someone?
No, pay? But I was short. I was very short with the employees there. But it just the whole time I was like, oh, God, fucking God. I want to fucking blow up this building, you know?
I've been feeling rage on my way home from work recently, just in the traffic.
Because
in the morning, I'm like, I kind of can deal with an hour long commute. Have my coffee. I'm
rush hour
fresh.
Is terrible in LA.
But coming home in the darkness, just stand still, so tired.
That's when you got to put on the Christmas New York wintry jazz.
Hang all your mistletoe. I'm going to get to know you better.
What are you guys doing for Halloween on the 31st?
Nothing, man.
You guys have any? Have you been to a Halloween party or anything?
I went last night.
Whoa! Was there any top tier costumes?
Mm-hmm. It was a topless Halloween party, man.
Oh,
yeah. So
no panties.
I don't know why I said that.
Halloween party.
Wet costume party contest. Wet.
Someone went. Oh, Elise went as Death from Seventh Seal, and she looked scary as fuck.
That's a scary death. Doesn't that one play chess?
Oh yes, it does.
Yeah, that's not a death you want to mess with.
Oh hell nah, hell no. Are you gonna come back from New York and want to be partying, Nate? You're back on liquor.
You know, I had the opportunity yesterday. I was tempted by the devil, aka
alcohol.
Where
was it? What was the situation so I can recreate it?
Okay, well, just so you can visualize it in your mind, it was the pre-rap party for this movie I'm on. So it was, you know, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll get fucking twisted tonight. And I went to the bar and I was just like, give me an NA beer. And then I just went one NA beer. And I was like, well, I'm not going to switch up from NA beer to the hard shit. And it's 10 PM or whatever. So yeah, I wussed out on it, but Eric, you got to show me a magical evening and
maybe I can get you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get you going. You know where I think it will be is literally, bro, as I'm driving to work every day, I'm seeing so many Korean restaurants that we need to try, bro.
You know, Korean. there's a woman who came to our show who I think owns a Korean restaurant in K-Town, and I saved it in my phone. She was like, "You and Eric need to come to my restaurant," and I was like, "That would be incredible." Like,
we lead amazing lives.
Yep. Yes, we do.
Wow. Yep. Yeah. Let's hit that shit immediately, please. Please.
Yeah, we got to go all out, man. I miss you, Eric. We got to catch too, up. We got
to. Didn't want to say it really on this. Didn't want to be the first to say it, but I'm happy to reciprocate because I've been feeling that too, man. Jack, I haven't seen you in probably about over a month.
Don't
man.
Even try to bring me into this thing.
Years. Yeah. No one has seen you.
I haven't Jack, seen myself in a while.
Where
I
you,
feel like.
You lock yourself away and grind for a year and like come out like a changed, you know, person.
And I come out with a God tier Jimmy Fallon packet.
Sparkling.
Put it publicly, nail it up to the door of Dirty Rock.
Mm-hmm. Like Martin Luther.
Groundhog Day.
Okay, Groundhog. Guys. Happy birthday, Nate.
Okay, guys. Happy birthday, Nate. Now, the big question remains.
Fuck yeah.
Don't fuck with me.
I cannot wait.
What gave any one of you guys even a lick of joy given the circumstances of the world?
Oh, I'll kick it off. So I'm driving back from Hudson, New York. One of the best drives ever, by the way. Driving through the Catskills. All the leaves are changing colors, you know. Or not, they've changed colors. And they weren't changing in real time. Just want to be clear about that. So I'm driving and I'm reading The Scanner Darkly, right? As I've said, Philip K. Dick. And I say, you know what? Maybe I'll just put on an audiobook version of this and kind of knock out the last, I had probably like 80 pages left. And I put it on Spotify. And who's the fucking narrator?
Tell me, man.
Paul Giamatti.
Damn.
I was like, this couldn't be a better like final listening, you know, final experience of a book. You read it and you're reading it in your own voice in your head, and all of a sudden you see what Mr. Giamatti does with the voices. And there's also one part where he does like a pretty racist accent, but
what race?
Asian.
Oh hell no! Nah. He probably was held at gunpoint by the producers. You have to.
But yeah, that was quite enjoyable.
I'll give my joy. Layla and I went to Barnes and Noble today, bro. There's something about Barnes and Noble. They haven't like redone their design in years. It smells the same as when you were a kid. They got the cafe. But I got three new books that I'm really excited about. This one was a recommendation from someone on the set of your short film, Nate. Chain Gang All-Stars. Sounds kind of fun. Okay. Gonna read that. This one, bro. Children of Time. You guys know about this?
No. Who's the author?
His name is Adrian Tchaikovsky. Simple as that.
All right.
And then the third one, this was a recommendation from Sarah and Dan. Sarah Sherman, Dan Sloan. Shout out on Claw. So yeah, I'm going to read those probably this week and get back to you guys.
Three books?
Yeah, that's it, bro. Yeah, man.
That's 30 minutes for Cat Williams.
He flips through them. Jack,
so
what gave you
let me blow you guys out of the water. Basically, my joy is not happened yet, but it's about to happen. How interesting. When I get off of this call, my girlfriend was in Paris for a while. Then I was on the road. And guess what? Now we're both home again. And guess what?
Holy shit.
We are going to go to a fucking bar and get fucking burgers and bring a fucking deck of cards, and she's gonna show me a new game.
Fun.
Holy shit.
What the
That's
fuck
incredible.
Is it gonna be? I don't know.
That sounds fun as fuck. Martini?
Martini. Yeah. Dimitri Martin.
Dimitri Martini. Okay, guys. We're almost done with spooky, this spooky, scary the month.
Spooky series.
Yeah,
we have one more, I believe.
Yeah, let us know if there's anything scary you want us to say, and we'll say that shit.
And then next week starts the Christmas countdown.
Yup. And then the week after that,
we should do that like
the 62 days of Christmas. All right. Okay, guys.
Peace out, everybody.
See you soon.
See you.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.